Thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock.
And we're back.
Hello.
It's like we never left.
The Academy Awards was last week.
How did we do?
Best Picture. I picked
the right one.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Oppenheimer. There's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly's here.
Oh, Kelly's here. Hey, hi, Kelly.
What's up? Got her green shirt on for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God.
Of course, of course.
We're just going over how well we did on our Oscar predictions.
Oh yeah.
I think we did pretty good.
Some on, some off. Yeah.
Poor Things did a lot better than I expected.
That's true.
Yeah. And you know what? I watched that again, and it should have. It was a
Was it better the second time?
It was better the second time. Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah. Maestro, not so good.
Did you watch Maestro?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought it was good, but it didn't do so well in the.
Did you watch the whole Maestro? You didn't. Okay.
Bill, you lied. Despite all the people that had kept pushing it and pushing it, I just couldn't get by. It just seemed such a boring topic.
Yeah, but we watched the little bit at my house, and then you said, "Oh, I'm going to go home and watch the rest of it."
Yeah, I don't know what I watched at home. Maybe I fell asleep. I don't know.
I totally get it, though. I mean, it's right. It's not. I mean, it's a,
save it for a rainy day.
It's a orchestra conductor.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's not a.
Still haven't watched.
You'd watch that one for Carey Mulligan.
Right. You're watching it for just acting.
I haven't watched a lot of the ones that just personally I don't like the topics. The Flower Moon one.
Okay.
Yeah. That
also
was
saw that. Yeah.
A little disturbing.
Too disturbing. That's it. That's why, even though that Argyle, you know.
You guys bought it? I haven't watched it yet.
Not yet, huh?
I mean, even though that.
I'm too busy playing games.
It was somewhat bad in some respects.
Gosh,
still
no.
fun.
It
still
it
had
bad?
A.
Boy, I thought that was just a regular old laugh a minute, silly from start to finish. Kind
Which
of
one?
Fun.
I mean, Argyle.
By way of not award worthy, like, for sure.
You're not saying like bad like crummy, are you?
I was saying bad like
campy.
So predictable in some ways.
Sure. Mm.
Okay.
Cliche in some ways.
Yeah.
That way. I mean, that's why I got a 33% rating with Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
But we're getting off of
80% audience score though.
Of your original question, Dave, you're saying
that's
the talking about the Oscars.
Right. I'm just yeah,
it was never
it was
getting
pretty
Oscar.
Good. I mean, Godzilla minus one. Hello.
I know.
There
first
you go.
Godzilla movie
I was
ever.
Excited for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got texts.
What did it win for?
Paulette sent a text.
You know, sound or what was the?
It won for special effects.
Special effects.
Okay.
And all then right.
Best special effects.
I didn't know.
It's there because they did it with such a low budget.
Mm.
$16 million. That's how much that movie cost.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's free nowadays.
I mean, Vacation Friends cost more than that probably.
Right. One actor gets paid that much in a big movie. And I didn't know there
that
is.
That was a tall order for special effects, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not like it was just one scene or something.
We will get it done. We will get it done.
Well, it is Godzilla. They'd have like, you know, five times where he's on in the screen.
I feel like you could it's get like people that would want to work on that film almost for nothing. You know, like.
Do you want to be part of it?
I would.
Japanese Oscars.
Go. Yeah, Japanese Oscars. It won everything. Best Picture. Right. It won 12 Academy
Oh
Awards.
My gosh.
So that's,
look at
I didn't
that.
Know that there was such a thing as the Japanese Oscars.
That makes sense because, I mean, how that often does a foreign film win here?
Right.
Few and far between. So
is it really the Academy or is it their version of the Academy? I mean,
no, I don't know. It's their version, but it's called the Academy Award. So
okay.
That's as much
so
as
is
I
it,
know.
Is it done by the Academy of Motion Pictures?
I don't know.
You know, with all of their members and such.
Don't know. I just read a headline.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe read up a little bit more.
What is our email?
Just kidding.
Does anybody read? send us
email. Yeah, send an email.
Yeah, somebody who...
MovieChatterPodcast@gmail.com. Right.
We can't be bothered with details. We're just talking. Talking smack. I'll look it up right now.
I'll fill.
Yeah, yeah.
I got some good stuff here for you. Mm. Movie news. We have a little bit of movie news.
I want to hear some movie news.
I wish I had a movie news sounder, but don't have it.
Hmm. Let's see if I got anything for you.
Outer Range.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, second season?
Yeah, second season.
Oh, okay.
The hole in the ground.
Like it
leads
just,
to
it
another
just popped
universe.
Up May 16th this year.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Well, that's coming fast. Okay.
Yeah, it just popped up. It's like.
Thank goodness.
Same. Boom. Do we see names in it? Like, is
no.
Josh Brolin, I'm assuming?
It just said, expect big surprises.
Okay.
So they can really just do anything. In
right.
That. I mean, they go anywhere.
There was no restrictions.
You had no idea what was going on, no. So they could just make up anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was great acting. I just loved everybody in there.
Yeah.
And the mystery.
And not knowing what was going on is part of the allure. You were like, what is happening?
Twin Peaks. I never watched that series, but people said that right to the end, they never knew what the hell was going on.
Right.
And people loved it. How about that one where they were all on an island after the thing?
Lost.
Never knew. We watched it for years. Never had any answers. And then they said, we're going to answer all of it at the last show. We'll explain everything.
Okay.
It still didn't. That was bullshit. Didn't really explain everything.
They did not conclude.
I liked it. I'm a lost apologist.
It's not saying it wasn't not likable. It's just it wasn't. Like they completely tied everything up in a bow and there wasn't room for interpretation.
I'm forgetting exactly what happened, but yeah, it seemed like it was a bit...
it was like a purgatory or something.
Right, it was a bit ambiguous or it was not like, you know, super concrete. It's not like you zoomed out and it was all being done in a studio somewhere or something like really easy explanation.
They had all died and they were on their way to the next stage. So we would...
Right.
As a Catholic, we would call that purgatory.
Right. Yeah.
Did they get rid of purgatory? Is that still around? Does anybody know?
It's still there.
It's now a light switch. It just goes off. You're done.
Okay. How about hell? Is that
purgatory.
Still?
Or is, oh, yeah, they did, is that they, still around? They I think so.
Purgatory is now just an area you have to sit with no Wi-Fi.
That's Monday
just
through
for extended
Friday.
Period of time.
Right.
And what is hell?
Monday through Friday.
All right.
Don's emails.
So we are getting together here for the podcast on a Sunday. It's kind of early in the day.
I got more news.
And yet
happy
we're still
St.
Drinking.
Patrick's Day.
Right? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy
Dune 2.
Patrick's Day.
Did we all see Dune 2 yet?
I saw it.
Okay, yep. We did.
Not yet.
500 million up to.
Wow, ooh. Good for it.
It's getting lots of accolades.
It's going to win it all. It should.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Was Dune, the first original Dune, that's been like over a year, right? So that's why wasn't in, won some Academy Awards or something, probably for maybe special effects or something like that.
Yeah, maybe got one or two nods, I can't remember exactly.
Dune cinematography or
Dune
something?
Dune 1 came out, I think, same day on HBO Max. It was still nearly COVID-ish.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're
not
right.
Not quite.
Right, it was delayed because of COVID.
Right, and then they were still bringing movies straight out, you know?
Right, had to kind of... Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, so what about Dune 2? You got movie news?
It's really good.
That was super it,
popular.
500 million.
It's up to 500 million.
Oh,
that's
I see
your news.
That it's made that much.
Yeah,
gotcha,
that's
gotcha.
Okay.
That must be worldwide.
News
that's
in
worldwide.
My world.
Is that worldwide?
That is worldwide.
Okay, thank
sure.
you.
Here's a great bit of news. Edgerton is the name of Ari Aster's next movie. Okay. It's going to be a slight horror comedy Western. That's all that's
ooh.
Known about it. And the cast so far, they just keep on adding people. So it's Austin Butler,
ooh.
Pedro Pascal,
ooh.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh my God.
Luke Grimes from Yellowstone.
Oh, man.
And who they just signed is Emma Stone.
Oh my God! Put a bow in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully.
I can't wait to see
that.
So, I
mean,
that's a packed cast.
Put a bow in it.
It's actually called Eddington.
Eddington. Oh,
I thought that was like.
I'm not big on westerns or horror, but that sounds cool. And comedy.
Plot is under wraps. Wow, oh, yeah. That is quite a cast, though.
But Beau's Afraid did terrible, and I was just reading an article about Ari Aster was kind of like almost yelling at people, but not quite. He wasn't being...
Yeah, he was like, are you serious? You didn't get that? You didn't appreciate it?
He understands, you know, that it was out there, but
shouldn't be
no
shocked.
One gave it a chance.
It's to the beat of a different drum. So I mean, obviously, it wasn't going to be a widely accessible celebration.
You made me watch that,
right,
Dave?
I still haven't seen Beau Is Afraid. No.
I'd have to say that I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is so freaking weird and different, and there's some many uncomfortable spots.
Right. Right.
You know, that people are doing.
Okay.
I mean, there's one scene where a person drinks blue paint. You know, it's just so weird.
It's
you've got to see it.
Yeah, you have to see
it. Oh, my God.
Did he write that?
It's like somebody's nightmare or dream.
He put it into a film. Right. It's about, like, it's the horror version of What About Bob? That is what this
okay.
is.
Okay, right.
But nearly, I mean, it's comical. There's funny parts of this movie.
The horror
parts aren't, you don't have to, like, scrub yourself, but there's, like, a spider scene, which is terrifying to me. There's
of course.
a paint scene.
But, I mean, I don't know what he expects to, you know, Kelly's point, it's 3 hours long, and it's... You know, you're describing a pretty freaking weird movie.
Yes. It's not mainstream.
This is not
made for the masses.
Yeah.
What he actually was complaining about was there's, and I don't even know what he was talking about. He said there is a bunch of hidden messages in there that no one yet has come up to him. And he said,
I get it.
He said, it's pretty clear. But he said, if more people watched it, someone of it would eventually go, what about this?
Well, why doesn't he just tell us?
Well, because he wants you to watch it. That's what the article's for.
All right. Well, I'll watch it someday.
Okay. So.
I would like to make a list of the, you know, the best stuff we haven't seen for the last couple of years.
Right?
Because it just comes so quick.
Titanic.
You can't keep up.
Titanic comes to mind to Don.
No.
I would see Beau's Afraid just for Parker Posey's.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Love
Parker. She's got an important key part in there.
Okay. I didn't even know I didn't even realize she was in it.
Tons of people. We could have a show just on ones that we haven't quite watched. One, I would add, you know, Maestro. That was one that I didn't watch. And
there
yet
you go.
Everybody's been, you know, saying it's so good. It just doesn't interest me that, you know.
Yeah, I believe it's good. I wouldn't not watch it if I was in the room, but it's not one that's on the top of my list to seek out.
I've never watched The Color Purple.
I haven't seen either version.
That's a big one.
I watched the original.
I mean,
the original?
I mean,
or the new one?
I haven't seen either, and they remade it already.
Right.
Yeah.
I did not see the new one.
Get after it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the 50th Spider-Man.
But then, you know, I'll watch Jurassic Park
every day.
I was going to say, sometimes.
I just watched Iron Man yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
It was great. The original Iron Man.
Oh, that's fun. So yeah, sometimes if you have some time, you're in the mood to watch something you've already watched.
Yeah. What did I just
watch? You know how you're going to feel.
Yeah.
I watched Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Oh.
There you go.
Last night, you know, and that's recent.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it's like.
Yeah, that's so good.
I'm super, super excited. I believe it's going to be next weekend. But Marcus, they do like reboot movies, like old ones, you know.
They do that, yeah.
And one of our childhood favorites, it's called Rad. It's about like a BMX bike crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Digitally remastered, and they're playing it at Marcus.
Are you going to take Mason?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's
super
fun.
Super cool. Yeah.
It'll be new to him.
Well,
I have
it on DVD, so like we've seen the movie.
Oh,
but
okay.
It'll be way cooler.
Big screen.
Do you know that my middle stepson, Tim Knoll?
Yeah.
He does the Flatlander stuff.
Okay.
So he's had videos that have had more than 7 million views.
Holy crap.
Just one video. I mean, I gotta tell him about that.
So oh my
called,
gosh! Yeah,
it's called Rad.
The movie's called Rad. Yeah, sure I would. I'm sure he's seen it.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
But it's old, like right. Just, I mean, that's
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like mid '80s.
It's a bit of conversation.
Yeah,
that
Tim
you
wasn't
bring
alive
up.
When Rad came out, so it probably. He, oh. I'm sure he probably saw it. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, what you guys been watching? What have you been watching?
Well, I would say the one that I didn't expect to watch, and then. Was the most surprisingly delightful.
Uh-oh.
Was Wonka.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Did that yes. was that was good.
It was good. I got it.
It was
right
a different
here.
Angle. You know, it wasn't much like some of the past ones with Wilder and...
there's been two.
Okay, Wilder was in the 70s.
Johnny Depp.
And Johnny mm-hmm. Depp. Those were more, you know, in the factory... You know,
there was the original.
It's a different part of his life, though. So that's right. like this was a prequel.
It was. I agree, Bill. Right. It was, the Johnny Depp was a copy of the first one.
Which I
or
did not like because which, I was an original. I'm yep. a purist on okay. the Gene Wilder
not
front.
To change topics, but I just watched the new Mean Girls, which also, why bother? Because
right.
there's
the
original
first
one.
Was super
why
awesome?
Bother with Johnny Depp because of the original Gene Wilder version? Whereas this new story.
Yeah. Difference.
They have two songs.
There's
you know,
there were some
are the same
borrow from the score a little bit, borrow like just subtle kind of.
Yeah, that Mean Girls thing is
tilt
to
the hat. Yeah, that
very
was controversial.
No, but I mean, like
we'll talk about that next.
Yeah. It, okay. Yeah.
Diverge.
All right. Well, yeah. Wonka
keep,
was
keep going
visually
on Wonka.
Very cool.
And, yes, and I thought it was something different from Timothy McVeigh that I have not seen. And I mean Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Yeah, our Dune guy.
He did like a little bit of the wild eye kind of like crazy that I didn't expect from him, and it was nice. I liked it.
I did
it was
too.
A good angle.
Having just seen Dune 2.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's like crazy eyed but
very,
kind and means well.
I
and
thought
it's
to
totally
me,
different.
Yeah, absolutely. It seemed like it was a good example of why that guy has got some good acting chops. He's
yes.
got that ability to do two things. He was super cheery and fun
mm-hmm.
and optimistic and all this great stuff.
A
whereas
nutty.
Yeah. And then in Dune 2, he plays this moody sort of, you know, leader type, driven, you know, hero.
I think that's probably his more
but also
of his real self. In
the Wonka? Or
no, in Dune.
Okay.
Yes. I think Wonka was outside of his comfort
right,
zone.
I think he was mm-hmm. acting... It was more difficult
was
to act that
yeah.
fun.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did see it.
Okay. I thought it was really terrific.
I gave it four stars.
And you can watch it with your kids,
out
right,
Kelly?
Absolutely, yes, we did.
Four stars.
4 stars out of five?
Out of five.
Okay, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I've switched to that number thing. I'm all over. This year I'm going just back
right.
to stars because
depends
Letterboxd
what strikes
is
the
like
mood.
That.
All right.
I
mean,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think it'd be a four-star one.
Oh, absolutely. I'd say for me it was... I don't know. I'm going to have to say like an A. I really,
yeah.
when watching it, I got finished watching it with Anne, and we really said like, I don't have anything negative to say about this thing.
I totally agree.
The music
agreed.
Was good. The acting was good.
Only
it
reason
was
it didn't get
funny.
Five, it didn't get five stars because the original,
is...
it didn't surpass the original.
Okay.
It didn't surpass,
okay.
but I do feel like it stands on its own.
Yes,
agreed.
They
it
weren't
did.
Trying to redo the original. That's what I liked about it. Because
right.
like I hated the Johnny Depp version, and it's no
yeah.
shade on him. I just didn't like the choice they made of where they went with it. I'm like,
yeah.
why? Why'd you mess with that? It's,
right.
I didn't need that.
Yep.
But this was different. Prequel,
right.
own
right.
flavor.
Right. The Johnny Depp version, they wanted to, you know, put a different flavor on it. That was their idea. It was... who is that? The guy that did that one?
It's gonna
he does
me.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton.
Right, it's a Tim Burton movie. So everything he's got to put is Tim
a
Burton.
A little dark
twist.
Spin.
Right, so it's a dark spin on that movie.
Whereas, when you guess something like that, you should have a pause
ooh.
To let the listeners
ding, ding,
try
ding.
To scream at their
there you go.
At their phone.
Yeah, I always do that.
but
I do that too.
This one... you know, I think it paid homage and it really had the same feeling and that optimism and imagination and all of the things that made the original really, really good. the themes that it tried to portray, it knocked him out of the park. Mm-hmm. It had a villain that you hated, but yet they were still kind of funny and silly. Yes. You know, the lady with her laundry and everybody's stuck in the laundry.
Well, and like the trio of, you know, whatever, cartel.
Chocolate cartel, yes.
Their Broadway numbers were my favorite.
Oh, right. And then there was good music.
Keegan-Michael Key was awesome.
Keegan-Michael Key, as he got bigger and bigger because he kept eating the chocolate for bribery. Till he couldn't even get out of the car at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So just fun.
I liked Olivia Colman as a...
Oh. That's
the mean laundry lady.
I like her in everything. A strong point about it was that Mrs. every Scrubbit. Single supporting actor was super strong. Like they owned their role and nailed it.
They really did, right?
No matter how small.
Right, and then you know as in the first one, you know, there's the younger cast that kind of goes along with it, which they had here, the orphan girl that he sort of brings along with him. I loved Mrs. Scrubbit and Bleacher. The two people that ran the corrupt. I knew that he shouldn't sign that paper in the beginning.
Oh, God.
That contract.
Oh, the small print. The small print. He didn't read it.
Oh,
it was great. It was a great fairy tale.
It was.
You know. And now your kids will always know, Mommy, you got to read the small print.
Right? They'll I love that. That's a really important lesson. Or you could be
an
indentured
slave. And you
can see
that free
slave.
On Max.
Max. Yes, it is on Max right now.
Yeah,
I'd give it. What would you give it, Kelly?
I give it an A.
There you go.
Yeah, I recommend. I can't think of many people I wouldn't recommend it to. It's pretty unqualified recommend.
No, even Beth liked it. She hates musicals, so.
Right. There it was not an intrusive musical
not
where
like
it
mean
seems
Girls.
Like.
Yeah.
Which I don't even want to talk about for a minute or two, but
okay, let's talk about Mean Girls.
But yeah, Mean Girls.
I watched.
Where do you see that? Because
I agree, there is something about musicals that can be jarring sometimes.
Where do you see Mean Girls?
I'll find it, Bill.
I'm not sure. But Mean Girls, the fact of it being so close to the original made it worthless to me. They're taking exact lines. They're doing everything the same. And
Paramount Plus,
just adding,
and that's
adding
too
music.
Too recent too to be rebooting like that.
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's a 25 year or no 20. It's an exactly 20 year 20 years ago.
Okay, it's been a minute.
It's been a bit of a minute.
I wish they would have did something completely different, like make it Mean Girls, you know, 1890.
Okay,
that would have been fun.
You know, all in the same kind of. Schoolgirl outfits, you know,
right.
Could be
a mean girl hit you with a broom kind of thing.
That's an interesting twist, right? This is definitely to the point of a copy where some of the lines are exactly the same. I mean, there was subtle changes. Let's say, for instance, the talent show. You know, there's a slightly different way that goes, so it's not exactly the same.
But
they do a little bit of a twist here,
getting,
a little bit of a twist.
You
there.
Weren't getting enough to go. Oh wow!
No. It would basically be they would. It's
it was
all
tweaked.
It's the music. It was that they just put in. You know, at the end of the talent show portion of it, then they would sing a song.
Right.
And those were actually somewhat entertaining. I mean, they were fun. They were big productions. It was. You know, very fanciful.
I mean, it made me rewatch part of the original one.
Right.
Because I wanted to get that.
Could
back
they have
my...
a. Could you make a movie that's called Mean Guys or something? Just trying to think of a different angle.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be as funny.
Jocks. It'd be the jocks instead of the plastics.
There you go. Instead of the plastics.
I mean, you could have did. I would have did like an animated version. I don't know why they wanted to do this.
Yeah, no. I think you just
make a Broadway show, which there probably is already.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. Maybe Tina Fey just wanted to make some more money.
I mean.
She wrote it.
I don't think it made
that
much, though.
Well, and I mean, maybe that was part of an original vision. Like, you never know the backstory.
Right.
Just something do you see she was meaning to do.
I'm sorry. Where do you see Mean Girls?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, Paramount Plus. I'm sorry.
Or
maybe
MGM Plus.
Okay.
Other things.
Gotcha. I think it was like, it just got negative, I don't know, press, if you will, because it wasn't advertised as a musical. So a lot of people went not knowing that it was a musical.
Okay.
And I think that left a sour taste.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, what other movies is there an exact remake of? I mean, I don't know, action movies? Let's see.
Well, Spider-Man.
The Italian Job. There you go.
Spider-Man is just like, you know, 10, reinventing 000. That every...
Yeah, everybody keeps on going,
every 10 years, 7 years.
We don't need
years.
To see him be bit by a spider anymore.
But those are...
Batman.
I mean,
Batman.
Okay. And so, I would have to say that those are slightly different in that they do... Definitely twist the plot. Do,
yeah,
you know,
there's
they,
different chapters, different villains.
Right. They it comes up differently every time. I mean, the Dark Knight versus
yeah.
the
Batman.
You know, George Clooney version, very different.
Okay.
But those aren't like redos.
Right.
Did Christopher Nolan do the last one, or did he was I'm trying to think which the Batman?
The Batman.
Who was the director with that one? But that was a whole different look to
Dave?
That one.
Yeah,
I don't know the director.
And the I think Christopher Nolan might have done The Dark Knight.
He did.
Yes,
do the
he
Dark
did.
Knight.
Okay, that I can say for sure.
Oh, and talking about the Oscars, yeah, he just ran away with Oppenheimer.
Or Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. I'm sorry.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is what we say in Germany.
Matt
yeah.
Reeves did.
Okay.
Okay.
Does the Planet of the Apes movies?
What else you been watching?
Yeah, so
did anybody watch Damsel?
I did. I loved.
Oh, there you go. There's a good
Billy
one.
Billy Bobby Booby. What is her name?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Cannot drink on a Friday or Sunday.
Yeah, she's got that crazy name.
Millie Bobby Brown.
But she was the heroine versus the dragon.
Yeah,
great.
I loved it. I loved that movie.
I actually, you know, a lot of it takes place inside this dragon mountain where she's trapped.
It's such a beautiful movie. I mean, you watched it, obviously, on your big TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch.
I wonder what the budget is on this thing.
I don't know. But
they did a good job visually.
Man. I mean, the landscapes, obviously everything is fake, but it was stunning.
Yeah.
You know, the lighting, it was like, whoa. I just wanted to rewatch them going into that valley over and over.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Really well done. It's $70 million is the estimated budget on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's they used it all up.
Yeah. I think that could have been to the theater. I mean, obviously they have a contract with Netflix, but
absolutely.
It would have been great at the theater.
I think people would have gone to see that.
That would have been a good
I bet you a lot of people have
Thanksgiving
seen it.
Kind of movie.
There you go. I mean, Millie Bobby Brown is super popular with the young people.
Yeah, I'm sure she got
imagine.
Paid a good amount to do this.
I mean, she's yeah. Isn't it shocking Millie Bobby Brown is now approaching 21 years old?
Yeah,
she was 12 when she did 11.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's how old she was when she first started
yeah,
that?
Yeah. So
Stranger
the
Things.
Dragon.
I did hear good things
the
about
the voice
Dan's
of the
although.
Dragon was done by a woman, I believe. This woman here, I'm showing them on my iPhone.
No, it was an unusual voice.
Let me
see. They're saying the dragon was done by Shora Egg Dashlu.
Bart Simpson's a woman.
Yeah. Marcel, the
there you go.
Little munchkin shell.
Marcel is the shell. Yeah, that's
my favorite
Jenny
movie
Slate.
Of the year. Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought the damsel was
oh,
really
I know
fun.
That woman, actually. I'm familiar with her.
I know that woman.
I don't know. She, you know, is from
doesn't she have
Iran.
Like a deep voice?
She does.
Yeah, yeah, so I suppose it's appropriate, but they say she did the dragon.
Well, there you go.
Mm, all right.
That's cool.
Great one.
It's a fun twist. I mean, what else can you say about that movie? That, you know, that's the whole thing. The movie starts off with it's not going to be the traditional damsel in distress and this Prince Charming comes to save her. Instead, he throws her into a pit.
She has to save herself. The one thing I've told everybody
like
is do not watch the trailer.
Oh, really?
Oh, because it gives too much away.
All right.
Yeah.
If you want to watch it.
Hmm.
Well, I'm assuming the dragon didn't eat her. I mean.
No, but I mean, you know, the whole why she is with a dragon.
Mm.
Everything, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Beth knew nothing. Literally, she.
She was like.
Beth mouth opened and went like this.
When she got thrown into the.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Yeah, that's a pretty big spoiler.
Don't finish that statement.
Yeah, okay, that's the whole...
I already spoiled it. I said
I know,
that...
I was,
I said that before.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't hear you say that.
And that's on Netflix. And here's the trouble. Netflix has those little mini trailers when you put your, I don't know, put your cursor on the image.
And if you've done that, it's already spoiled.
They show it right there.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The trailer, I mean.
Try not to watch
they're trying
it.
To get you.
That is a bummer if they kind of like give away the. No, I it didn't.
I mean, it's a great movie. I enjoyed it and I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Right.
But if you can find someone to see it that has no idea what's going to happen, like Beth, she was like literally almost flipped over in her chair.
It was fun.
Because
she
rated?
Thought it was just a great little marriage going
on. PG-13, okay. Yeah,
right. It, up until that point, it'll definitely shock you. Yeah, that's interesting if you didn't see that. I mean, there's no way that I would ever see a movie these days without watching a trailer.
Really?
I'm so informed.
Ugh.
It's tough, but
no,
I have a tough time not.
I try not to. I mean,
it's a movie I don't know anything about and it sneaks up on me, which I guess, well, no, I can't. I'm trying
those
to think
are the
of,
best right there. Barbarian. I only heard about it an hour before Beth took me to see that. She's like, we're going to a movie.
Yeah.
I went, okay.
I mean, I'm interested in movies, so I'm always searching around. That's the trouble. It's there's not a lot that gets biased.
I don't know why the trailer people, you know, want to, you know, are they...
They give away the best stuff.
Yeah.
Like...
Because
like,
once you've watched the movie, once you've paid the bill, that's all they care. They just want to get you through the door.
I suppose.
That's all they care about.
Yeah, they don't care
about
spoiling
anything.
They must
do some testing and...
Sure, I guess. It is a shame, though,
when
the trailer, you know, kind of just, you could have seen the trailer and not even bothered to watch the
movie. Last time we were here, did we talk about The Last Voyage of the Dementor? Demeanor?
I don't remember that.
No. I don't, maybe.
That's a horror movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a horror movie. It's phenomenal. It's Bram Stoker's Dracula. So if you've ever seen Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, that's Dracula, that's a redo. A worthy redo.
No, I mean, you've seen
just
Bram
saying,
Stoker's.
Just saying, yes.
So you talked a little
for
bit
his
about
stories.
This.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Right. That it's... Maybe it was just to me at work. I sometimes those blur, you know, because that's like our own little podcast
what?
That's not
say
aired.
Say the title again.
The Last Voyage of the Dementor.
Okay.
Which is the name of a boat.
So if you watch Bram Stoker's Dracula... There is a scene where they're being shipped. They put themselves in boxes, Dracula and a few people, and they go on a boat and get shipped to England. So, and that's just a little snippet. So this movie is the voyage. They just took it right out of there. It starts right there and it ends.
So timestamp is like... As they come into harbor, that's the end
of
this story.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's interesting enough that you liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some shit went down on that boat, I bet.
But it's like the epitome of a home theater film. Oh, the lightning, the boat sounds, it is incredible. It's an incredible
movie.
That's
and where can you see that, Dave?
I bought it.
Okay.
So it's not available yet.
Look at that...
does look rather ominous.
That the guy on the
man, I'd buy this poster.
Yeah, is that what they look like?
They just show the front of the boat.
It's a scary looking vampire.
It's a scary looking vampire.
Looks like the devil.
Right. So you know, Dracula wakes up on the boat.
What
shit happens?
And he wants a snack.
Yeah, that's about it.
There is a scary movie that is at the theaters right now. That the last time I saw.
And it is horrible.
Is it?
Yes, it is horrible. It's called Imaginary.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
What is you talk about that one?
Imaginary. It's just from people that I trust.
That's the name of it?
Saying it's the worst horror movie ever made. That Blumhouse should be just like off the board.
Well, wait a minute. No, there's that one that Blumhouse made just recently and it's making a lot of money. Friday. What was that Friday one?
Just because it makes a lot of money doesn't mean it's good.
Well,
a lot of movies that make a lot of money that are garbage.
I know, but there must be somebody that, I mean, they're buying the tickets word of mouth. I mean, it came out a long time ago.
That 5 Days at Freddy's, whatever it is,
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's a video game. So people that are into the game want to see it. But okay. This is even worse. This is called horrible. Imaginary, and it's terrible. Which one is Don talking
this
about?
I think it has 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
That is not out yet.
It's coming. Okay, release date Friday. It's called Late Night with the Devil. A live television broadcast in 1977 goes terribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. It looks like... It
looks great.
It looks like Johnny Carson is interviewing the girl from The Exorcist. I don't know. Somehow, I don't know. The devil is a guest on a late night show? I don't know, but, you know...
Interesting premise. I like it.
You know, it looks...
And it's the girl from... What's the Apple TV show?
That's the guy that's doing the show. The Apple TV show. Give me more. We need more than that.
No, if you give me the cast here.
Okay. I love the premise.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
That just sounds scary.
Georgina Hagg.
Nope, go back up at the top.
Who's brave enough to interview?
While you look that up, I'll just mention, you know, about... Exorcist. I saw the old Exorcist that scared the bejesus out of me back when I was 18. And I saw it again, and it was just like nothing. We've come so far. Maybe at that time I was a little bit more religious and kind of believed in the devil and all that.
Okay.
And maybe now it's just hard for me believe that.
Did you say you rewatched it? I'm sorry.
Rewatch it, and it just...
Is not scary.
A lot
of those
way.
Exorcist kind of remakes too don't scare me because I just don't believe in it.
But yeah.
I think if you don't believe, that's the wrong kind to watch.
Right.
All right. So
at least to be scared.
Now, but this premise of interviewing the devil, that sounds kind of cool.
Halloween night, 1977, and there it is. It's very, you know, very vintage looking. Everybody's got the, you know, leisure suits on and
black and white.
Actually, no, it's not black and white. It's just crappy color.
Like there was a shot that was black and white, but yeah, maybe it was just that washed out.
From the producers of Paranormal Activity and Barbarian.
Mm. Wow,
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over it when it.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like it's right up your alley, Dave. I don't know what I'm really not.
It says, they're devilishly good.
Devilishly good. Conversations with the Devil.
He's holding up a book called Conversations with the Devil.
So let's all go see that, and then we'll talk about it.
Right?
There you go. There you go.
I'm intrigued.
So there's a little preview there. All right. What else have you been watching?
Okay, That's it. So,
Damsel.
Been watching, British baking show.
Mm.
Yeah. So you did make some amazing cookies this week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
What about, Bill watched a great show called The Gentlemen.
Oh, love that. Oh, my God. I give that highest ratings, A+.
That is, again, so that is my biggest surprise of my viewing lately. I mean, this thing is, it's got a great soundtrack. It's like classic rock soundtrack. It's done by... Guy Ritchie, you know, he did the movie The Gentleman
with McConaughey or
Matthew McConaughey. Right. I mean, so it's not a spoiler to tell you that it's still the same premise where a rich guy in England has a pot farm underground on his property.
He doesn't realize it until his dad dies and he inherits the estate.
And so he's got a excuse me. He's sort of got to have this relationship with the criminal element.
Okay.
And he's slowly corrupted himself. His brother is a degenerate and wastes a ton of money.
Yeah, and to me it really had a Breaking Bad feeling.
Right.
In fact, it even had Esposito, which was, he was one of the bad guys in Breaking Bad. He plays one of the big characters who's, I won't say what he's trying to do, but it's wonderful how, is it James Anthony or Anthony James?
Theo.
James Theo.
Right.
Which we know from the Divergent series.
Right. Handsome man. He plays like an ex-military guy who's, he's like... You know, English aristocracy. His father's a duke.
Yeah.
He inherits that title.
So,
and a bunch of money and a pot farm underground.
So, yeah. So he has this ability. He's got a military background, so he can fight.
Right.
So there are some scenes where he takes care of things.
Tons of...
I like it, though. Action, comedy, crime.
Yeah. It's done with a smile.
Good take.
This whole thing, it just blew my mind how good it was.
Classic cars, classic music. It's got that, like you said, it's like Downton Abbey meets Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. You know? I love that.
So that's fun. And yeah, so, you know, it's that English, you know, proper sort of way of being mixed with criminals.
Yes.
You know, so it's...
You're being so polite to the murderers. Polite,
yes, but yet you're still blowing people's heads off, you know, getting covered with blood. And it's definitely R-rated. I mean, this thing is...
They don't shy away from the violent part.
TVMA. I mean, they are slicing people.
Oh, there's splashing of blood here and there. But it's
what channel are we talking?
It's done well.
Netflix. The original.
Netflix. Okay. 8 episodes. Each one's an hour.
Okay.
I mean, it is. It will actually get you anxious because it is so fast paced, and the tension that is created by the predicaments that they get into.
I'm writing
it
down.
You just want to like. You just want them to get out of it, but it's they're kind of going down this road where the web gets more and more tangled,
right.
And they get
Things
entwined.
Pile on.
You got to get your dumb brother out of this mess, but he keeps fucking up even more, and you just.
And this is the thing: it's on Netflix, so you can see all 8. You don't have to wait until the next week to see them.
You can just binge it.
Yes, and I did.
Right, and then
2-3 days I had it wrapped up.
Yeah, I don't like that anymore. I'm not
you
a
like
fan.
To savor it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of stuff all out at once. Mm. It's starting to... Well, there's too much stuff. I need to have control.
I need control. I like that.
Doesn't matter how good it is. Yeah.
Well, sometimes
we done,
it's over too quick.
Are we
too.
Done with that one? Because I could bring up another one.
Yeah,
hit me with another one. Please.
On Apple, where I do have to wait, and I can't wait until the next one, I just watched the last episode of Constellation.
Oh, and?
I haven't finished the last, so just
don't spoil it.
Yeah. I just, it.
What was your emotional experience?
It got great after episode 4. I'll say it was good.
Did you watch it all?
Yeah, because I am.
Well, you didn't finish it.
No, I haven't. I haven't finished it yet. I haven't watched anything this weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah, by Beth was off of it. The science, which I'm
too
very
much.
Into, you know, quantum physics and stuff like that. So.
It was like too lofty.
It was too much for her, but I was understanding everything. So it makes very much sense to me.
It is confusing. I couldn't get her point to that.
Right.
It's trying to...
Quantum physics is very confusing.
Trying to give you like a weird example of how... I don't know. To me, it was all about almost like alternate realities or multiverses and
not really.
I mean, to me, it's a little touch of that because it was you can be in two places at the same time doing different things.
Yeah.
You know, and
there was parts of this last one that just raised my blood pressure. I went, oh my God.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And it's to me, it's got this feeling of The Shining. Mm. You had said, Dave, Event Horizon.
Right.
I think that might be a little bit too much, but it's got a definite spookiness to it.
Yeah.
So it's not really sci-fi. It's got more,
like
even
eerie.
Though it's got a sci-fi premise, it comes off kind of as a spooky show.
Well, Noomi, her personality is like, she's in, you know, last thing I saw her in was The Lamb. She's in freaky movies. You know, she was in... what's the Alien movie? The offshoot of Alien?
Oh, yeah.
Prometheus. Yeah.
Prometheus.
You know, so she has that same vibe all the time.
Okay.
And she's like a spooky kind of actress.
Hmm.
Well, in this
one... It's definitely a thriller.
She's European.
In this one,
the
black astronaut has a prominent role.
Yeah.
And the little girl, she just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah.
The daughter of Naomi, the
astronaut. I wouldn't give any.
She is so good.
Yeah, I would just say recommend another hit for Apple TV.
Okay,
for sure. Right.
If you like that,
you like that stuff. I mean, personally myself, it's a little weird, and so I haven't watched all of it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been a little off.
Didn't suck you in.
Turned off Anne. You know, she's not into that kind of stuff at all. Yeah. So obviously,
I mean, the best scene
it's,
of
it's been distracting
film
me.
History.
Got Jurassic Park, the original, going behind me.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes.
T-Rex.
So yeah, Constellation on great. Apple Plus. Yeah. I think if you like, I might be throwing it off.
Sci-fi mystery. I don't know anything about it, but what I think of as far as film is, it was a Jodie Foster movie that.
Contact?
Yes. That's what it,
it's nothing
I
like
know
that.
It's nothing like that, but as far as like emotional context of that, it's like a little bit creepy.
I can see that.
There is alternate reality.
Yes.
You're not quite sure.
Right.
Like you could take it as an understanding.
Yeah. And
popped into my mind.
Right. And it's not like fast action or anything like that. Or
yeah.
People's heads are getting cut more. Off.
It's not that way. It's just a great story and how it unfolds, each character.
I do love an Apple show. They are terrific.
Speaking of that, speaking of Apple,
yes.
I'm only going to talk for 30 seconds. I won't even tell you what it's about because we don't have to always talk about everything. But
this looks
Apples nice. Never Fall on Paramount.
Mm, that looks good.
I've watched 4 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
You
watched a lot of stuff.
Wow.
If you like whodunit... Yes. Mysteries. It's got the cast here. Annette Bening
is big in there. Yep, I saw that as well.
Did you say Paramount?
It's got...
where can I see that?
Yes, I thought he said Paramount
Peacock.
Plus.
Oh. Peacock, sorry.
Peacock.
Sam Neill.
That's I'm looking at him right now.
You're pointing at the screen.
He's like Lacey. Heavy lead.
Okay.
And so this is a crime mystery?
Allison Brie. Yeah. The Delaney family seems happy, but Joy disappears, forcing her husband and 4 adult children to reassess their family's history.
Interesting.
I don't know what that just said.
You know, it's
who's Joy? Is that the guy?
That's Annette Bening.
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening goes missing. She has 4 adult
She's
children.
She's the mom of the family.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, and what happened to her?
It's a mystery.
And, you know... It's
The fact that you've watched 4 already tells me it's good.
Right.
Oh.
Tells me it's worth your time.
I watched 3 on the treadmill.
Drama Ooh. Mystery.
Yeah. Totally lost track of how long I was on. I watched 6.5 miles. Okay. And I was done with episode 3.
Oh my God. I love that. So, they're like half hour shows?
No, it's 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Okay.
7 episodes.
Yeah. Ranges here. Up to 53 minutes is the longest, down to maybe 45 shortest. So, yeah.
I would say if it looks interesting, you know, it has, you know, it's more serious than White Lotus, where White Lotus is. But, you know, that kind of format where, you know, you're following people.
It's and a character
it's episode,
story.
You're
just getting a couple of clues each time. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, there's a
couple of red herrings.
At the end,
you figured it out. They twist it again.
There's a big... Oh, and
those
then
are
cut,
always fun.
Cut to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Where you think you have it, and then the next one, you're on to someone else. Those are always
fun. Okay, that was my only surprise.
All right.
Oh, nice.
I like it.
I got one more on Apple.
Okay.
That is great. I finally finished Masters of the Air with...
I started watching that again.
Austin Butler.
That's great.
And it is, I mean, it's, World War II, and it's, you know what happens. There's a lot of death. There's not a lot of joy in the show.
Oh, really?
But I did find out when you get to the end, and maybe some people looked into it a little bit more and know this, but it's a true story. It's following real people. Oh. It's following, I mean, they're going to, the last episode, they're going to put the actor up, then they're going to superimpose the real guy, and they're going to tell you what
I'm
he
sure
did.
Did they do a good
very
job?
Well.
They did a really good job, yeah.
I love it when they do a great job.
They did a good
matching
job.
Matching people
I mean,
up, you know?
It follows the 100th division.
101st Airborne?
I think it's the 100th. It's called the 100th Bomb Group.
Oh, right. Yes.
They're all flying B-17s, and they're following them because... They also were. They had another nickname for that group, something like the Bloody Bombers or something like that. It's because there were so many losses.
Yeah.
So they probably had to really pick through this group of people, and to find a couple of people that survived. Actually,
I mean, at least 50% of these pilots die.
I mean, pretty much all of them die. I mean, it's really sad, but. incredible story and done really well. You know, you got Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg.
I was
going to
say,
the
that's why I knew it was going to be quality.
And oh, my God.
Also why I knew it was based on a true story. Right.
So you got that
that's
band,
what they
of,
do.
Band of brothers kind of, you know, feel to it.
That quality level.
Right. So very, really, really good. And,
good sound.
Good sound. Good acting. It's World War II. I mean, maybe once in a while you do notice that the planes are fake because obviously there's, you know, they don't have hundreds of, you know, B-17s in the air. So it's all CG, you know, obviously. That
I didn't
doing
notice.
That. Yeah, you don't notice. Occasionally you will notice, but not too much.
Are you watching
that's
it on,
a
the,
really good
on the
show,
big
though.
Screen?
Watch it on the big screen. Okay. Yeah, I think you watched it initially and said that the sound is terrible, but...
It's not terrible.
He had high expectations.
Right, right. They had such a amazing possibility.
Right,
and it didn't match up to what
it
I
turns
was
out that I mean it's mainly drama. You know, there's usually like one big action scene
okay.
per episode or something like that. So
I'm gonna get to okay. it. I just yeah. have to wait for the mood, and
it's
then
it's a good show.
Right,
it's
gonna
good
jump
one.
On it.
Yep,
Austin Butler, who's still doing that Elvis voice. Have you guys seen that ever?
Yeah.
Ever seen the comparisons of his voice before doing Elvis?
He can't and then, turn it off now.
Right. Now he literally has changed the way he talks, and he talks
like
this, Elvis.
This seems to be working
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, but in
so.
Dune, in the second Dune, he didn't sound like it.
Boy, well, maybe that's more.
Well, in Dune, I thought he's like completely, he sounds like a zombie. He's like, super low voice.
Yeah, but not like Elvis.
Well, but listen to him really, listen to an interview. Just maybe Google that. Mm-hmm. Austin Butler's voice before Elvis versus after. He definitely
changed his.
Oh, like, my God. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Did anyone get to Priscilla yet?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, you recommend that.
I said that's one of the best movies of the year
right,
for me.
That's on Apple as well, I think.
I don't know.
Or maybe Max.
You have to look for it. You have to look for it.
I've seen it.
I like these.
Oh, do you remember last week we were talking about, it might have been one of the last shows, we were talking about Alien Nation? Or we were trying to figure out what Alien TV show.
Oh, yes.
And Vince sent me a text or an email and said that
Alien Nation,
which they made a TV show and a movie. I never saw Kurt Douglas, I believe, was in, I think that's
really?
What he said. I don't have my phone with me. But it was a big actor. Oh, James Caan. James Caan was in the movie, which I never saw, but I was actually thinking about the TV show. Remember they had kind of a speckly neck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we were talking about it. Apparently, we couldn't put our finger on the name, so he did send an email. Thanks, Vince.
And I want to say, thanks, Vince. Yeah, I want to say it was like a cop show.
Right.
You know, okay. And... the whole thing is that these people, these alien nation, the aliens that we're living side by side with, are so much smarter and stronger than
didn't
us.
Did Netflix do a show like that with like Will Smith, some type of alien cop show?
Oh,
like 4 years ago?
Bright.
Yeah, that's very similar, right?
Mm.
We need to do.
It had some of that same feeling.
With a lot of.
Forgetting Alien Nation, but I definitely remember Bright being.
With a lot of homework.
That was fantasy, fairies.
I think we should do the best of Netflix of all time. Like, go back, you know, like, do a lot of research. Find every movie in order.
I'll tell you
by
what.
By date on
I am
Netflix.
Told, I, you can do that, and that is a great idea. And Netflix will help you out.
Oh, really?
Because recently the Academy Awards were just on, and mm-hmm. you can go to Netflix, and they will, at least in my version of it on one of my services, they have a Academy Award nominated Netflix movies.
Okay.
And if you just go look through that, I mean, my gosh, there are so many. I mean,
I remember when they've had the first one. It was
so many
like documentary or something.
Buster
Scruggs.
I mean,
Mexico.
I mean, remember Buster Scruggs?
Yeah, I recently watched Buster Scruggs again.
And now they're
a
major
it's
player.
So
but I remember when they were just breaking in, people were like looking down their noses
right.
at Netflix.
I mean, I want to look back. Even the movies that no one liked, I liked a lot of them.
Yes. Right. I mean, this it would be difficult to do, but Right. I'm just saying that they have a pretty good list, and to your point, there was a lot of great ones on there. I mean, some of the other ones that we loved on there. I mean, I'm just thinking of all the big budget ones, like what's that? Red, Code Red, or it had The Rock, and it had Ryan Reynolds.
Oh yeah, Code Red.
Is that what it was called?
That, oh yeah, that was fun.
Don't think it was called Code Red.
Something similar.
Red Notice.
Thank you. You got all of those. Six Underground. I mean, there's tons. The Gal Gadot.
I could figure out the name and do it in clay.
There you go.
We were playing a clay game last night.
Oh yeah,
very fun.
Yeah, fantastic.
What else did you see?
I tend to watch all these home fix it up shows, and it's amazing how many are on HBO Max. The two that I just love now, I used to watch Good Bones. Good Bones is, they find these really cheap houses, you know, buy them for like $3,000 and just, you know, tear them down almost to the studs and redo it. But I love seeing how, you know, how they have to redo the foundation and all that kind of stuff. But lately I've been watching Unsellable Homes. These are great. So, like, if you don't sell your house nowadays, I'm talking the past couple of years.
Okay.
In like 30 days, it's like, what's the matter with it?
Does someone die in there?
So these two gals, they're twins, they come in.
Well, that's fun.
This is in Seattle. Typically, these salespeople, they'll sell like seven houses a year.
Sure.
They sold 170. Anyway, what they do is they'll actually put money into it.
Sure.
Typically like $20,000-$30,000.
Okay.
And then get you another $100,000.
Ooh.
So instead of getting $300,000,
right?
We're going to get $400,000. And then we want our money back, and then we split the profits with you.
So what are they doing? Gutting a kitchen or like adding on? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, it's a typical, they're always knocking down a wall.
Always knock down a wall.
Always knocking
down a wall. You always want the open space. Yes. It's like 101.
But I love it how they will say, well, this is why it's not selling. One of the biggest things is staging. Like these people will be selling their house, and they've got like dirty rooms that are just, you know, empty.
Sure.
They spend about $2,000 to $4,000 staging.
Wow.
That means they bring in their own furniture, drapes, pillows,
obviously,
whatever.
Gosh,
and the place looks so good with, you know, the pictures just right. And that's a big thing. But again, they're, you know, like you say, taking on a wall or repainting. A lot of times it's just repainting. And anyway, you just see what people did wrong and how they can make $100,000 more just by these little changes. Typically the kitchen is redone.
Always.
And typically a bathroom is redone.
That's why you buy a house if it has an amazing kitchen.
Make them both bigger, right?
And the other one that I love, this is still on HBO. It's Help, I Wrecked My House.
You fixed it up.
Something got flooded or?
So yeah, like you guys.
You tried to do the remodel yourself and you effed it up.
Oh.
Yeah, but typically these people.
I mean, they did something really bad.
It's a different twist.
You guys, we're talking to these guys that you've redone your bathroom and all that. Do you take out permits or anything to do that?
Hush.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to do it.
Okay. Well, these people.
If your next buyer is dependent on permits, that might.
I mean, I'm going to die in this house. I don't care what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm expecting to leave a big stain somewhere in this room. And that's it.
Well, again, this is just great.
You guys doing a podcast?
They screw it up trying to do their own stuff. And typically, this gal will come in with her own contractors and carpenters and have to redo it. But you'll see all the mistakes they made. And
them having conversations like, what were you thinking?
Yeah, and they have no clue what they're doing. And then she just takes it and then blows their mind with what she does. And so I love these shows where you kind of learn something on them.
Absolutely.
So those are both on HBO Max.
Which is where Priscilla is, by the way.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just bring it back around to movies. Mm.
Bring it back down to Priscilla.
Staging makes all the sense in the world to me, though. You wouldn't buy 70% of what you buy if it weren't for packaging. Like, that's what that is. You're selling.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Well, we were talking about the show, The Gentleman. I never watched the movie with McConaughey because it's just, I looked at the poster and I go, that doesn't sound interesting to me.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. is it possible to finish this show in a minute and do something else or not? You can just tell me.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
No one's listening at this point.
Yeah.
All right,
and we're done.
They're all asleep anyway.
Call
it. All asleep, except for Vince. Thank you. Yeah. I got a fun show coming up.
And Phil.
The next episode is going to be called Making the Perfect Film.
Ooh.
And you have no idea about
it. Wow.
Might be a quick show. Might be a terrible show. But it's the next show.
But it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. There you go. And there's a lot to see. We're going to see Franklin. We're going to see Argyle.
Ridiculous.
We're going to talk about it all.
Fantastic.
We're going to talk about it all next week.
All right. Until next time, goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
See you, boys.
Later.